In a statement, Governor Bruce Rauner announced the state will temporarily suspend accepting Syrian refugees, citing security concerns after the Islamic State group killed and injured hundreds of people in Friday's Paris attacks. But U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the agency's lawyers don't know yet if states can disturb federal immigration law and close their borders.
We take their concerns seriously. We disagree that these people represent any kind of real threat.
Deb Lavna, co-director of the East Central Illinois Refugee Mutual Assistance Center in Urbana, says the governor's move is a knee-jerk reaction to a threat that isn't there.
They have to go through criminal background checks. You can count on it that it doesn't matter that, you know, the country's in chaos. Until you jump through all these hoops, they're not coming. It's not like the people who are fleeing Syria right now are going to get here anytime soon. It's years.
About 130 Syrian refugees have been resettled in Illinois this year. Many of the Syrian refugees coming to the U.S. will land at Chicago's O'Hare Airport and be resettled to other regions from there. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.